My friend, from April 29 to the 1st of May, I am running my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge. Now, if you are a coach, consultant, or service provider, I'm going to teach you how to scale your business without burning out, without spending a cent on ads, without sleazy sales tactics, and without needing a huge audience. I will teach you how to upgrade your mindset to be able to call in this type of business and abundance. I'm going to teach you how to simplify to amplify your business, how to craft an irresistible offer that your dream clients are bursting to work with you, how to unlock a flood of organic leads, and how to master the art of the no-pressure sales calls that still convert like crazy, plus so much more. If you want the business of your dreams, making the income and impact of your dreams, register for free at shelaunch.com. I can't wait to see you there. This is Monday Motivation, episode number 248. The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? Just a quick little reminder that if you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. So make sure you check it out today. The other day, I was asked on Instagram to share all the free things that we can do to upgrade our health and happiness. So I came up with 77 of them. I tried to distill it down, but I couldn't. So here they are. Number one, drink 1 liter of warm filtered water with lemon juice first thing in the morning, after you've brushed your teeth and scraped your tongue. This will kickstart your digestion and boost your immunity. Number two, start tongue scraping. This is an Ayurvedic detox technique which will make such a difference to your digestive health. Number three, do some deep breathing. Taking a deep breath whenever you feel tense or anxious or down really is going to lift your mood. Breathing into your belly balances your nervous system and reverses the stress response of the body almost immediately, which is just amazing. Number four, say or write down 3 things you're grateful for every single morning. You can do it again before you go to bed, do it in the car with your children on the way to school, do it over the dinner table. Infuse gratitude and little gratitude practices throughout your day as much as you possibly can. This is going to upgrade your health and your happiness. Number five, do a self-love full body massage. Once you get out of the shower, grab some organic fractionated coconut oil and your essential oils and start at your feet and work your way up your entire body, touching every single ounce of your skin and saying, thank you, I love you. Thank you, I love you. Thank you, I love you. That is how you perform a self-love massage. Number six, meditate. and meditate daily. Start a meditation practice today. It is so powerful and it will help you upgrade your health and your happiness. Number 7, create a vision board. A vision board is a great way to keep your goals at the forefront of your mind. And it's a beautiful creative activity that you can do with your partner or your kids and put that somewhere where you can see it every single day to help you stay on track, to help you stay on your path. Number 8, have a solely chat with one of your best friends. This is a beautiful thing to do, especially if you don't live in the same city or country as your friends. To stay connected, to build that relationship, to boost your health and your happiness, schedule in some regular, soulful chats with the people that you love. Number 9, learn to say no thank you more often to the things that do not light you up. We live in a people-pleasing culture, and saying no often is quite challenging for a lot of people, but get better and better at saying no thank you more often, and the more you practice it, the better you're going to get at it. Number 10, spend as much time as possible outside in nature, at the beach, in the parks, wherever you can be in nature. Just get outside and spend as much time as possible in nature. This is going to boost your health and boost your happiness. Number 11 is feel the sun kiss your skin. There is something so healing about feeling the sun kiss your face and your arms. It's so beautiful. So get outside and get that sunshine on your face and on your skin. It's so beautiful and healing. Number 12, create a happy playlist and put this on whenever you need a boost. It is so powerful to boost your mood, and it will boost your mood almost immediately. Number 13, swim in the ocean or in a river or a lake, whatever is closest to you. Get into that water. It is so healing. Those negative ions just going over every cell of your body is so healing. Number 14, move your body outside. Take your yoga mat to the park or dance or do some star jumps or squats. Whatever you've got to do, just do it, but move your body and try and do it outside so you're getting all of that beautiful fresh air, that sunlight, the grounding energy from the earth all at the same time. Number 15, drink loads of clean, filtered water throughout the day. Grab a glass jar and fill it up constantly and get that filtered, clean water into your cells. Our body is made up of a majority of water, and so we need to make sure that we're putting clean, filtered water back into it to help flush out any toxins and to detoxify. Number 16, eat slowly and mindfully and give thanks to your food before you eat it. It is such a beautiful habit to get into, and it will really make such a difference to how you digest your food. Eating slowly and mindfully is such a powerful thing that we can all implement into our life today that will make a huge difference to your digestion. Number 17 is laugh, and laugh a lot. Laughing releases those feel-good hormones in your body. So laugh as much as you can during the day. It is so powerful. Number 18 is dance, and dance often. If you can do a little dance every single day, just in your kitchen or your lounge room, that is going to raise your vibration. It's going to boost your mood, and it's going to increase your health and your happiness. Number 19 is spend quality time with your loved ones as much as possible. Book in catch-ups and dinners and lunches and picnics with the people that you love, because relationships are going to grow when they're watered. When you give them water, when you give them love and time and energy, and if you want your relationships to thrive, then you've got to give them that love, time, and energy. So spend as much quality time with your loved ones as you possibly can. But then number 20 is also spend some time alone. This is very important for your health and happiness, to have that time where you can just sit and contemplate and be with yourself. It is so powerful. Number 21, play games. Kids are great for this, but you don't need children to play games. You can play games with your partner or with your friends. The other weekend, we went to a friend's house and there were six couples and we played a game and it was so much fun. So play games, get out board games and play games with your friends and laugh as much as you possibly can whilst you do it. Number 22 is eat way more whole foods like fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, whole grains. Eat real food from Mother Nature. If you can't grow it, then don't eat it. If it comes in a box or a packet or plastic, do not eat it. Try and eat real whole foods from Mother Nature. Number 23 is make love. Make beautiful, sweet love that is going to boost your mood. It's going to boost your health and your happiness. Number 24 is go to bed early. Get 8 hours of deep, restful sleep and rise with the sun every night. We all know there is so much data and so much science out there now on the benefits of sleep and getting good quality 8 hours of sleep every night. We cannot deny it. So get good quality sleep, get to bed early. And number 25, give yourself a bedtime. Humans are creatures of habit. We love habits and rituals, and it helps your body to get a better sleep-wake rhythm, especially if you have trouble sleeping. So set yourself a bedtime. Say, I'm going to get into bed at 8:30 every night, and I'm going to read, and you know, maybe I'll fall asleep in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, but set yourself a bedtime. Otherwise, you will just stay up watching Netflix. But that is not going to help your health and your happiness. So set yourself a regular bedtime. Number 26 is read. Read inspiring, helpful books on health and happiness. Things that are going to light you up. Educate yourself. Read. Soak up the wisdom. We have access to beautiful books. So read, read, read and soak up that wisdom. Number 27 is have an Epsom salt bath with essential oils. This is a beautiful way to boost your health and your happiness. You will detox in that bath, and then you're also adding so much love to your body and to your cells with the Epsom salts and the essential oils and that warmth. It's such a beautiful thing that you can do for yourself. And then when you get out, you can do your self-love massage. Number 28 is let go of people, obligations, and beliefs that are weighing you down. Life is too precious and sacred to be surrounding yourself with people or doing things or holding on to beliefs that are just no longer serving you. It is not conducive to health and happiness, so let those go. Number 29, perform a mindful body scan to release tension from your body and calm your racing mind. Start at your feet, work your way up to the tip of your head with the body scan and just release any tension. If you find tension in your lower back, just release it and then scan your body. If you find tension in your shoulders, release it and work your way up to the tip of your head. Number 30 is watch the sunrise and watch the sunset. Not only will this regulate your circadian rhythm, but it boosts those feel-good hormones in your body. Rising with the sun, watching the sun, witnessing Mother Nature in all her glory. Ah, it's so powerful and will boost your health and your happiness. So as many times as you possibly can throughout the week, watch the sunrise and watch the sunset. Take your dinner outside and eat whilst the sun is setting. Take your breakfast outside and eat your breakfast whilst the sun is rising. So powerful. Number 31 is dim your lights at night or try and use not too many lights at nighttime, especially if they are blue lights. This will stimulate your cells, and you want to send a signal to your cells that it's time to wind down and time to get ready for bed. So you don't want to be stimulating your body, stimulating your mind, and stimulating your cells. You want to tell your cells that it's time for bed. So dimming your lights or using not too many at nighttime is a really powerful thing that you can do for your health and for your happiness, and it will help you slip into a deeper sleep. Number 32 is do some dry body brushing on your skin. This is a great thing to do before you jump into your Epsom salt and essential oils bath. Dry body brush your whole skin from the tip of your toes to the very top of your head. It's so powerful. Number 33 is cook yourself a delicious, healthy meal. Such a beautiful act of kindness and self-love to take that time to be mindful in the kitchen and to prepare yourself a loving, delicious and healthy meal. It's a beautiful way to boost your health and your happiness. Number 34 is brew yourself an organic herbal tea and sip it slowly and mindfully outside, taking this time for yourself to just sit and observe nature and sip this tea. Is so good for you, for your soul, for your mind, for your body, and for your happiness and health levels. Number 35 is smile as much as you possibly can. You can smile whilst you're driving, whilst you're doing the dishes, whilst you're taking the trash out. Just smile as much as you can and smile hard. This sends a signal to your brain that you are safe and that you are okay and that you're not under threat and that you can get out of fight or flight and go into rest and digest. So smile whenever you're feeling anxious or stressed. Smile and just smile hard because it will change the biochemistry in your cells. It'll change the biochemistry in your body and send a signal to your cells that you are okay and that you're healthy and that all is well in your world. Number 36 is sing or hum. You can do this in the car or in the shower. They're my favorite places. But again, like smiling, singing and humming sends a signal to your brain that you are safe and that you are okay and that you can let go of stress and cortisol in your body. So sing or hum, even if you don't have a good voice, it doesn't matter. Just sing and hum as much as you can. Number 37 is sit up straight. Research shows that how you carry yourself also impacts your energy levels, your mood, and your ability to focus. So sit up straight, stand up straight, push your shoulders down and back, and make sure you have a straight and long spine. Number 38, kiss, cuddle, and touch as much as you can. Even in the digital age, we all crave physical contact. And research shows that a simple hug can boost your immunity and your overall well-being. So kiss, touch, and cuddle as much as you can. You need 12 hugs a day to boost those feel-good hormones in your body. And I'm talking 12 really good hugs. So go out there and get those 12 delicious hugs today. Number 39 is go on a digital detox where you do not touch your phone or computer for an entire day. Sundays are a really great day to do this, but we are so tapped in these days and that can cause stress and overwhelm. So having a digital detox is very, very powerful. Number 40, follow inspiring and uplifting people on social media. Whatever you surround yourself with, whatever you are consuming will become you. So make sure you're following inspiring and uplifting people on social media. Number 41 is be mindful of the TV, the news, and the media that you consume. And make sure it's happy and light. I have one genre of films that I like to watch, and that is romantic comedies. I will not watch anything that is not a romantic comedy. So Make sure you are mindful of the TV, the news, and the media, because like I said before, that will become you. So be mindful of what you're consuming. Number 42, stop and smell and touch the flowers, the roses. Literally, get down and stop and smell them and touch them. Pick them up and just observe them. They're so beautiful and so healing. Number 43, detox your entire home from top to bottom. Every cupboard, every drawer, detox, detox, detox. This will boost your happiness levels. This will boost your health levels too. Number 44 is volunteer your time. Doesn't have to be, you know, for weeks or for days and days on end. You can volunteer your time at your children's school or at the local homeless shelter. Just volunteer your time wherever you can. And number 45 is help someone. Help someone in need. Help someone cross the road. Help someone carry their shopping. Help someone fix something, create something, make something. You know, do whatever you can do to just help someone. This will boost your happiness and health levels. Number 46 is floss your teeth. Practicing good oral hygiene doesn't just protect you from tooth decay and gum disease, but it also helps clear away harmful bacteria linked to heart disease. So take care of your teeth. Number 47 is tune in and listen to your body. Honor your intuition. It always knows the way. Number 48 is eat the rainbow. Eat as many colors, flavors, and textures as you possibly can. Try and get every single color on your plate. And every color and texture that you can find, eat it and enjoy it with love. Number 49 is take care of your temple. Remember that you only get one, so take care of it. Number 50 is set goals. You can set weekly goals, daily goals, quarterly goals, 6-monthly goals, yearly goals, 5-year goals. Set goals. This is great for your happiness because it gives you something to focus on. Number 51, I know I've mentioned it before, but I'm going to say it again because it's so important. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Number 52, finish your morning shower with a 1-minute cold water blast. This is great. It is amazing for your lymphatic system, for your energy system, for everything. This short hydrotherapy session will boost your mood. And it's so great for you on so many levels, for your health, for your happiness, everything. Try it. 1-minute cold shower at the end of your morning shower. Number 53, swap your morning coffee for your celery juice. There is so much science out there on the benefits of celery juice. So swapping your morning coffee for a celery juice is going to boost your health on so many levels. 54, use essential oils and diffuse them all day long. They are so good for your mood, for your happiness. Get them into your life. Number 55, turn off all the notifications on your phone and your computer. We do not need the dinging and the pinging and the buzzing going off constantly. Not only is that causing more stress in our body, but it's constantly pulling us out of the present moment. So turn off all your notifications. Number 56, keep your phone on silent and on airplane mode as much as possible. Again, we don't want the ringing constantly going off that shoots cortisol through our whole body. And we want to be in the present moment and not be constantly being pulled out of the present moment. Number 57 is keep your phone out of your sight as much as possible. Even just seeing your phone can cause a stress response in your body. So if you're not using it, put it in a drawer or put it in a cupboard. You don't need it out visually on the desk or the table all the time. So put it away, get it out of your sight. 58 is use affirmations and mantras. They are so powerful. Everything that we say to ourselves is an affirmation. It is a mantra. So make sure that they are positive and happy ones. Number 59 is set reminders in your phone to get up and move. If you sit at a computer for a long period of time, set a reminder to get up, move, do some squats, do some sit-ups, do some star jumps, go get some water, go to the toilet. Just move as much as you can or get a stand-up desk. Number 60 is get fresh air in your home and office every day. Open the windows and the doors and let in that beautiful fresh air every single day. We've got to detox the air in the home, so opening the windows and the doors will help do that. Number 61 is listen to happy and upbeat music. This is so powerful. You can check out my beautiful husband, Nick Broadhurst's music. It's so heartfelt and inspiring. But make sure you're listening to happy, upbeat music, not stuff that makes you contract and feel scared or anxious. Number 62 is let in the sunlight. Open your curtains and your blinds and let in as much natural light as you possibly can in your home and your office. We need sunlight in our life. It is happy. When you think of the sun, you are happy. So get that sunlight in your home as much as possible. Number 63, start gardening and growing your own herbs and food if you can. There is something so satisfying about growing your own food and then harvesting it and cooking with it, and children love it. It is so good. And you know what's going in it. There's no chemicals, there's no pesticides or herbicides. It is such a beautiful way to nourish your mind and your body and your soul. Number 64, read the labels on everything. On your cleaning products, your beauty products, your kitchen products, read the labels on everything. Number 65 is do not use plastic. Stop using plastic. If you want to boost your health, remove all of the plastic in your life. Number 66, do more things you enjoy or make the things you do more enjoyable by purposefully sprinkling simple pleasures throughout your day. Number 67 is get your creative juices flowing. Paint, dance, sing, draw, be creative with your food. Do anything each day that makes you feel creative. Number 68 is do some yin yoga or gentle stretches before bed. Number 69 is get in your 10,000 steps every single day. Number 70 is try doing Tai Chi or Qigong at home or out in nature. Such a beautiful way to do a moving meditation. Number 71 is use your own body weight. Do squats, lunges, push-ups, or jumping jacks to start building muscle strength. There's no fancy equipment needed. Just move your body as much as you can. Number 72 is train your mental muscles by challenging yourself every day. Learn a new word in a foreign language, or do a crossword puzzle, or watch a TED talk or a thought-provoking documentary. Read a chapter in a book instead of scanning online, or come up with 10 interesting ideas to exercise your creative muscle. Number 73, green surroundings are known to ease mental fatigue. So put flowers from your garden or a plant on your desk. Choose a natural scene as your screensaver on your computer and phone, and head into nature for a walk or bike ride as much as you possibly can. Number 74, make time for daydreaming, reflecting, and stillness. Your mind needs a break from constantly processing information to wandering freely. That's why you get your best ideas in the shower or during a walk in nature. Number 75, eat until you are 80% full. Number 76, practice TRE, trauma release exercise. You can Google it on YouTube and watch a video. It's an amazing way to release stress from your body, from your cells, and help you cope with any traumatic incident that happens in your life. Number 77 is ask for help and support. There's something so powerful when we ask for help and support, when we put our hand up and we say, please, can I have some help or support here? This will boost your happiness levels and your health levels. So there you have it, 77 free ways to hack your health and your happiness, to boost your health and your happiness, to upgrade your health and your happiness. Don't forget to head to shelaunch.com to register for my free 3-day six-figure solopreneur challenge from April 29 to May 1st. I am so excited to see you there.